for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
And good morning to you. Welcome to this week's edition of Insurance Smart, brought to you by Gable Insurance and Financial Services. And the star of the show today, none other than Kathy Steffes.
I don't know about the star status, but I'll certainly do my best to enlighten people on how this all goes about. Our topic today, obviously, is I'm over 65. Should I stay on my health plan or go on to Medicare? So that's going to be our topic. I'm excited about it because I was in that same quandary. What do I do? So
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah. Yep, they are.
You reach that point and it's like, uh-oh. It's nothing I've ever dealt with before in my life.
Yep.
What do I do? And after some of our conversations in the past, you don't want to do it on your own.
Absolutely not. And I would suggest, you know, we have our webinars coming up. We are actually going to be doing our seminars this fall. So we've got those coming up. We've got some dates set up that for in-person, like I said. So I would suggest people check our website at Gable, GOEBELINS.com, and just take a look and see what might work for them. They're on Tuesdays and Thursdays alternating with the webinar and seminars, 3:30 and 6 o'clock, so it fits everyone's schedule.
The next one's, about 3 weeks away only?
Well, it's July 20th.
That's not that far away.
No, it isn't. And the summer's flying by, and now with the shorter days, I mean, we're already going into the downside. June 21st is a bad day because I know that that's the end of the fun. We're going downhill after that. But
oh, it's a matter of, it's all in your head, Kathy.
Right. Yeah, I love wearing.
It's only a minute or two a day.
What happens in January? The flip-flops get put away until you go to Florida. But anyway, we do have those seminars and webinars coming up this summer and fall. We're dropping it down to once a month for the webinars because of everyone's schedule. Vacations are in full swing right now. So
people can register now, though?
They can. They can for whatever works for them. We'll be talking again about Medicare, Obamacare, and Social Security, how to increase that, maximize it. So everybody's situation is different, and you might think, that really doesn't pertain to me, the Obamacare. But you might know of someone it does, so you'll have that information to share with them. So whether or not, you know, you're falling into any of these categories, it's all about just learning more.
And Larry always says,
you know what you know, you don't know what you don't know.
And you need to learn.
That was me, you know, years ago. That was me.
I think it was all of us.
Yeah.
It was all of us. And some of us, a lot of us, made bad choices because of lack of knowledge.
I just ran into someone this past week about that. She said, I didn't know. I went ahead and made my decision. And it's something that you can't back out of, but she said, I can only go from here. So with that said, you know, if you do make that decision, and maybe it's not the correct decision for you, maybe it's not the most appropriate, come in and see us because we can maybe get you back on another path of doing things right instead of the continuation of making the wrong decisions.
And one of the things that you need to consider is a lot of people are not done working at 65 mm-hmm. and they're on a group health plan. Mm-hmm. And that's a heck of a choice if you don't know the facts.
A lot of misinformation between employers and the employees. It's very complicated. There's a lot of things involved. We're going to touch on some of those this morning, Jerry, with this show. I hope our listeners stay with us and, take some notes because this is important information. And, they can, if they miss something and have specific questions for themselves because everybody's different, they certainly can call our office at 921-7526. So
doesn't cost anything.
F-R-E-E works for me, works for a lot of people. So
one of the best four-letter words around, F-R-E-E.
Correct. All right. So with that said, are you ready to jump into this, Jerry?
Let's dive.
Let's do it. All right. So again, I'm over 65. Should I stay on my group health plan or go on to Medicare? So it's a very interesting topic, and people are not automatically roll into Medicare once they turn into 65. So we're going to help them with that decision of turning 65 and staying on the group plan or coming off. So if you're asking yourself these questions, then you absolutely should come to see us, because we will do a complete Medicare analysis, is what it's called. We will help determine the answer to this very important question.
What have you found?
Well, it's interesting because it's a little higher than what I thought it was going to be. We found that about 85% of the time, it would be more appropriate for someone to come off of their group plan.
Really?
Yes. And I actually was one of those people. I didn't know. I stayed in my group plan years ago because this is not something I did all of my life. So Larry mm-hmm. helped me with that decision. I thought I knew what I was supposed to do. Well, I knew you had to enroll into A and B, you know, or there's going to be this penalty. That was my attitude in my head because that's what I read. You know, what you see on the internet is all true,
well,
right?
Absolutely, yes, right. Yeah, yes. There's nothing false there.
You know, what else do I need but that? But, you know, I started off by going to one of Larry's webinars. It was a seminar, actually, and I in my head thought, what's he selling? That really was my attitude, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one thinking that. But here's how this works for us. We don't sell anything. We educate and help you enroll. So what we find is, like I said, 85% of the time, it is more appropriate for people over 65 to come off their group. And for us, we don't care which type of plan they go on to, whether it be a supplement or an Advantage plan. But our role is to help you make that informed decision. And really, knowing this information, and for me, it did, I would have stayed on that group plan forever, but it can save you thousands of dollars. So it's
very important. And that's important at that age in particular, because somewhere down the road, you're going to want those thousands or maybe need those thousands.
Yes, and why throw it out the window with lack of education? Education is very important, and that's our role, is to educate our listeners, our clients, to make that informed decision. So, you know, with that said, also, sometimes employers, they do not understand the process of post-65. That's not their forte.
Well, they don't deal with it. Their strong suit is helping people that are currently insured.
Correct.
Answering their questions.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, you've got this new question that comes up. I am going to be 65. What do I do? And that's like, oh my, I don't know.
It is a gray area.
They should call you.
They can at 921-7526. But no, it really is a tough, tough question. It's a gray area for them. They know enough, but they don't know all of it. And so it's important that they our listeners make that call. Talk to an expert. You know, you don't call the dentist to do your brain surgery, is what our example is. And it's true. You need someone who knows how the rules are and what's applicable to you, mm-hmm. not your neighbor, not your cousin, et cetera. So the HR, human resource people, they do know a great deal about that pre-65 health insurance through the group, but they don't have a lot of experience with the post-65. I think the combination of people not knowing the difference that they have a choice coming off or staying on the group is huge for a lot of people. So if you want to stay on your group plan, that's an option. You can do that. But we'd like to do an analysis to figure out monetarily if it pays for you to stay on that group or come off. We've heard clients tell us that they had to stay on the group. Well, that's not true. You don't have to stay on the group because you turn 60 or come off because you turn 65. You have an option. You can stay on or come off. Again, that's where the Medicare analysis comes in.
And sometimes, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe this is not your area of expertise, but when companies are renegotiating their coverage for their employees, the underwriters take a look at the ages of the people that are being covered, which can adversely or positively impact the rate the company's going to have to pay.
It can. They also look at the claims that are made, and they do their analysis. You know, they're not going to just go about this willy-nilly. They're going to look at all the statistics, and they make their presentation. So when the employers are negotiating, there also is a time period where sometimes The employee cannot come off of the group. They have to get permission, if you will. So that's an important aspect also to talk to us about. I don't want to get too heavy into that because it gets each company is different. Mm-hmm. Most times they are allowed to come off the group, but that is another permission thing because of the negotiation and the contracts that they have in place. So I will say, though, that if your employer has less than 20 employees, you then are required to enroll into Parts A and B, and you will likely want to come off of that group coverage because if you're paying a monthly premium for that group coverage and you have to take Parts A and B because you're under 20 employees, why would you want to pay for the group premium plus the Part B premium? So that's another decision maker. Right. That's another thing to consider when you're turning 65 and those negotiations start. So
obviously another reason for people to call the office and ask the questions.
Yes, that's a little known. We ask that question too of people turning 65, and they're asking that. We ask how many employees there are. We ask a lot of questions. We don't automatically enroll again people. We don't automatically enroll them. We advise them, and then we help them enroll. But first, we do some interviewing, and we figure out what their max out-of-pockets are, the premiums, et cetera.
And, you ask a lot of questions, and I've been down that road with you guys, mm-hmm. and it's just amazing what you delve into, and it certainly helps the client realize that there's a lot of factors involved before you can even make a recommendation.
Correct. And sometimes they're a little touchy about some of those questions, but we just, I understand that for me, I understand it. We all understand it, actually, but having gone through that just a few years ago, I also was wondering, why do they need to know all of this? Well, it's important because I'll tell you the story about myself. 3 years ago, I had applied for Parts A and B because I did my own homework. I knew that I had to be at A and B. Well, that's enough information to make it dangerous because for me, I enrolled. I also was working full time. I was on group coverage and I went to one of Larry's seminars, and then I learned through Larry that no, you don't have to stay on that group. You're paying too much. We did the Medicare analysis for myself, determined that I needed to come off. Okay, I went off my group plan and went on to Medicare. And really, it's not a scary plan to go on to. It's a very good plan. It's designed for us as we get older to eliminate some of those bigger costs that is involved with a group plan because you have your deductible, then you've got your max out of pocket. So first you hit the deductible, then you got a ways to go before you hit the max out of pocket. And with Medicare, with their plans, depending on what plan you would select, I'm just going to go with the Advantage at this point for easier explanation, you only have a max out of pocket. So you don't have those other things to deal with as far as, pay until mm-hmm. so.
But I would be willing to bet, Kathy, you're not the only person who felt that way. And with the limited knowledge, mm-hmm. I have to do this. Mm-hmm. But there are other factors. You don't have to do something else if you do that, or you don't have to do that and stay with whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And we run into that daily, really, with our clients that come in. Some are very knowledgeable. Some have a lot of information. They've done their homework, but they haven't quite gotten the whole grasp of the entire scenario. So, here's a for instance. Whether or not you come off of your group insurance, you can apply for Part A. That's free. Why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. But here comes the little glitch that could come into play and really bite you, and that is, I'll caution the listeners on this because there are specific rules regarding HSAs and Part A. So, you can't contribute to the HSA if you're on Part A. They backdate it. There's a lot of rules involved with that. So before you do anything, call our office. We don't want you to get fined. We don't want you to get penalized. We want you to be compliant. Our role is to, again, help you benefit from what's coming post 65 and do it correctly.
So where do you actually start with all this? How do you go about determining the recommendation to make if somebody should come off the group or stay with the group or whatever?
Mm-hmm. So first we look at the summary of benefits at the group coverage. We look at the summary of benefits. It tells us what the premium is. And then we determine what, you know, we look at what is a deductible. And then we look at the max out of pocket, which is called the MOOP. It tells us
that was the name of my first dog.
Oh, was it MOOP? Good Moop. Old MOOP.
Yep, good old Moopy.
Oh, gee. Okay. Well, I don't know where we're going with this.
I'm glad you have an acronym named after my first
Jerry, dog. I have to steer this back now. Okay, stay with me.
Woof.
All right. So anyway, the MOOP and the deductible, the premium, the summary of benefits, it tells us how things are covered. We look at the medications and how they are covered, because sometimes these group coverages are very, very good, and they cover the drugs go towards the max out of pockets. Not all do, but some do. We just ran into that the other day. And so, you know, we do look at all of that. We look at who is turning 65, the employee or the spouse of the employee, and what are the costs for both of them versus a single coverage. And sometimes when one is turning 65 and the other isn't, then we're going to have coverage for the one who, say the 65-year-old comes off the group, or you've got the spouse. What do we do with them? Well, that's where Obamacare comes in if they're not 65. So we have that coverage, too, to look at. So, you know, this isn't simple. As far as I'm just coming off the group, there's a lot of components. We don't want anyone stranded, if you will, wondering what I should do, and I don't have insurance, and I've got this coming up, and then getting penalized. So our role is to educate and help them through this process.
Just thinking about that, there's another scenario that could come up, too. You got a late bloomer who's 65 and maybe has minor children.
Mm-hmm. We had that happen as well about 2 months ago. We're in the process with this gentleman. He is older, but his children are in high school. So we had that to look at as well. So that's why it's really important to talk to someone who can cover all those bases. Larry has said about Obamacare, people think that, you know, I can just do this myself. He says it has more holes than Swiss cheese. I only deal with Medicare. But I do know about Obamacare and how that all plays in, and how you know, difficult this is. Larry has said it's the hardest thing he's ever had to learn in his 40 years. It's not something you do on your own. And I listen in on a lot of conversations about, you know, the Medicare and then the Obamacare fitting in, and also the Social Security that all plays in, which is why they need to call Gable Insurance. We take care of all of that. We don't sub that out. We don't blow anything off. We look at everything, because why are you coming to us? You know, if we didn't look at everything, you could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, that's our expertise, is to help educate and get people back on track and through that maze and make the right decisions. So this coming off the group or staying on the group is very intricate. It's a lot of rules and a lot of things to look at. So when we start comparing the premiums for the yearly Part B, you know that's going to be, I'm just going to round it off to about $1,800. I think it's like $1,780. But mm-hmm. we'll formulate the tax saving bracket, and then which are pre-tax, and then we subtract that from the group's insurance premium. And then we look at the net premium, and then we compare that to that Part B again, which is about $1,800. So there's a lot of components to this analysis. It's not just add, subtract, and boom, we're done. So we do look at that. We also want to know what that max out-of-pocket is, again, versus the Medicare's MOOP. So, you know, if there's a significance either way, we'll recommend either they come off or they stay on. So for us, we've turned away a lot of business, Jerry. I've turned away two of them this week alone because it was more appropriate for them to stay on their group plan. So, you know, we're not in it to just enroll people. We're mm-hmm. in it to help people.
And I think the thing is people will remember that you gave them that advice. Mm-hmm. And when something is needed, they'll go back to somebody who was honest with them.
Correct. And I had that happen. I'll tell you about a specific plan. A person that's happened to my friend Gail. She and her husband were on her group insurance, a very, very good group insurance, I mean Cadillac. And I was new into the business. I didn't understand a lot. I didn't know about Medicare analysis, how they worked. Even though Larry had done one for me, I didn't understand how they worked. So Gail came in and talked to Larry about her plan, the max out-of-pocket, the deductible, et cetera. She walked out. and called me, and she said, Kathy, Larry told me to stay on my group plan. She said, we need both of us to stay on it. Don't come off. She said, how does he make any money? I said, well, you know, we're not in it to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. We're going to be open and honest. And with that said, she ended up coming back because of that. And we helped her retire early, which is another financial planning.
That's a whole other program.
It is. Helped her retire early. Her husband then went on to Medicare. She went on Obamacare. So, yes, they do remember that. They do come back. Even though Gail is my, you know, one of my very good friends, she could have gone elsewhere. And I would have, if someone had not told me the truth, I don't care about the friendship. I would have went somewhere else. So, yeah.
So it's in short, it's complicated.
Very complicated. It's a lifetime penalty if you mess up and don't enroll correctly. You know, with your Part D, Part A with HSAs, there's a lot of things involved that you can incur these penalties. So we don't want that to happen. We encourage people to call Gable Insurance at 921-7526. Come to our seminars and webinars. That's where I started. That's where a lot of people start. There's a lot of good information, and we just do an overview of everything. And then we make individual appointments. So, and if they're not comfortable with that, come on in the office. If you're not comfortable with coming in the office because you live in, you know, Wautoma, do a Zoom call with us. We can do a Zoom. And
so you're still doing virtual contacting,
yes,
et cetera.
Yes, it's worked out very, very well. We have, you know, I had a client from Wauwatosa. We do Zoom through that. It's as if we're sitting there face-to-face with you know, we share there's a little tab called share the file. Up comes the file of what we're going to talk about. They see it. We see it. It's as if we're sitting face to face. We go right down the line. So we explain everything very thoroughly. So, yeah, getting back to this staying on the group or coming off, it's very complicated. I encourage people to start the process. If you're going to be turning 65, I would suggest at least 6 months ahead of time. Start the process. Get the information. There's a lot to know and a lot to grasp.
All righty. The webinar is coming up July 20th.
Yep.
To register, the phone number?
921-7526.
Or?
Go to our website at GableINS.com. That's GOEBELINS.com. So, yeah, just give us a call, too. We're happy to help you with that.
All righty. And if you have any questions at all, give a call.
That's right. That's
You're
right.
There.
We're a team, so we always have someone there to take care of things. If someone isn't there, there's always someone else to back us up. So, and we work as a team. We don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers, so I've got a team to rely on.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Be back with somebody in a couple weeks. KFIZ Fond du Lac, it's 8.
A relentless search for signs of life. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.